Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Up Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning, kicking off another big day here in the Moab community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor, and boy, is it a lot of fun. You know, I have to tell you a story. I've told this story before. If you've ever heard me speak on stage, maybe a couple of the events, I have told this before, but I don't talk much about it because, well, frankly, it's kind of a frightening story, but also it has to be in the right place at the right time. But I was thinking a lot about, you know, sort of what it takes to move a business forward. And we talk a lot about marketing. We talk about sales funnels. We talk about the nuts and bolts of business, and that's fine. The other side to it, of course, is a little bit about what I talked about yesterday. You got to have the focus, the clarity, the structure, the mental toughness, the ability to follow through. And those are probably more important than all of the business stuff you'll ever learn. More important than marketing, more important than a sales funnel, more important than having a ton of customers coming through your front door. You have to have the capability mentally to carry out the mission. But there's one part that gets left out, something that's so important that your life just might depend on it. Mine certainly did. You see, I almost died in a Navy airplane more than once. And what I'm about to tell you, the story I'm about to tell you, really has no logical explanation for how I and my crew survived what happened. All I can tell you is that a voice inside my head saved us. It was a rather spectacular, beautiful morning in San Diego. My commanding officer and I were getting ready to go fly a very routine flight. All we were going to do was fly our aircraft from San Diego into Fresno, California. And from Fresno, we were going to fly up the coast to, I believe it was Oakland, California. I'm not quite sure what the final destination was that day. We never actually got to our final destination, I'll just say that. So we took off, beautiful, crisp, clear morning, early fall, early autumn. San Diego's a fantastic place to be, world, you know, all over the year round, but certainly in the fall it was beautiful. And we took off and the two of us were feeling pretty amazing. Now you have to understand, we're both combat decorated naval aviators, thousands of hours between the two of us, decades of experience between the two of us. So two very capable aviators. And we start to get prepared to shoot the approach into Fresno, California. Fresno, by the way, is in the middle of nowhere. Not lots of trees. There aren't, you know, big mountains in the way. It's pretty much open, flat area. But there was something different about this particular morning in Fresno. Unlike San Diego, there was a thick layer of clouds that were covering the entire valley, the entire area. And so as we made our descent, we started to get into these clouds. Now, as professional aviators, we were instrument rated, which meant we were capable and qualified to fly the aircraft off the gauges, off the instruments. So even though you can't see outside, we knew where we were going. We were capable, qualified, and able, more than able, to be able to fly the airplane without seeing the world around us. Well, we continued to make the descent. My commanding officer was in the left seat flying the airplane. I was in the right seat backing him up, which meant I had my left hand on the throttles, my right hand on the stick, and I was watching outside and checking his gauges and his instruments. He, on the other hand, was flying the aircraft with his left hand on the stick, his right hand on the throttles, and he was fully looking at his instruments. That's all he was concerned about. Well, we started to get closer and closer to the ground, started to get closer and closer to our landing spot, and suddenly I felt him pull his hands back on the throttle. He pulled the throttle all the way back. And what you have to know about airplanes is when you take your foot off the gas, so to speak, when you take and you pull the throttle back, the aircraft slows down just like a car would. But when an aircraft slows down, it also starts to descend. We literally started falling out of the sky. Within seconds of him pulling back on the throttle, I realized we were in a rapid rate of descent. I looked up, and just as I looked out the front windscreen of the aircraft, I saw us fall out of the clouds, and we were looking straight ahead and almost up at a tree. Now think about this. seconds ago, we were flying through the air. Now, we're just feet from hitting the ground. There's a tree directly in front of us. A tree. When you're flying an airplane, you don't expect to be looking at a tree. It's something you look down upon. But instead, we were looking ahead at a tree. Something happened next that I cannot even explain. But I heard a voice in my head, a whisper, if you will. It said one word, one important word, and the word was power. I heard the whisper of the word power in my ears. I literally heard it as if somebody was sitting behind me and they said the word power. Within a nanosecond, my left hand shot completely forward. I slammed the throttles all the way forward to the fullest maximum they could go. It'd be like putting your foot all the way to the floor with the gas pedal in your car. Our engines whined, ramped up, and roared. Suddenly, the commanding officer, knowing we were in danger, pulled back on the stick, narrowly avoiding crashing into the ground. At the speed we were going and the rate of descent that we were falling, we would have died instantly in a rapid, fiery explosion. He pulled back on the stick, the throttles and the engines roared, we climbed out, pulled the gear up, declared that we were going around, that we were not going to shoot the approach, told air traffic control what we were doing. And both of us couldn't help but think of the children we almost orphaned, the wives we almost widowed, and the lives we almost lost. Now, I share this story with you because to this day, people will say, well, yeah, it was probably because you guys had so much experience as pilots, because you could anticipate what was happening, and because you knew what to do. And there's some truth to that. Our preparation was above, like, world-class preparation. We were as trained as they come. The best training in the world. We were U.S. Naval Aviators. It doesn't get better than that. But the simple fact of the matter is, you can do everything right. You could be the most qualified, the most talented, the most skilled, the most gifted person in the world, and still come up short. Luckily for us, the margin for error was so small, and we managed to avoid crashing into the ground and perishing in a ball of fire. I had a few close calls like that in my career, and the good thing is that my commanding officer and I went on to become, you know, go off and do big things. In fact, my commanding officer went on to become an admiral, and here I am today being able to speak to you. What's the point of me teaching you this? What does this have to do with your business? Well, when I was faced with the decision to stay in or get out, I had to listen to that voice in my head again. When I had the decision of staying in the military or getting out to pursue my military career, I had to listen to that voice in my head. I call it the inner genius. The inner genius can not only save your career, it can save your life. But here's the thing. A lot of times, people, entrepreneurs, especially in the beginning phases, don't feel like they have it. They feel like, well, I need experience. I need time. I have to have some special gift. And the fact of the matter is, all you have to do is start training yourself to listen to your gut. The issue is that we all have that voice in our head, right? And those voices can be empowering and beneficial, and sometimes they can also put us down. Sometimes they aren't ours in the first place. Sometimes we're listening to the tape of the people we grew up with. You can't do that. You're not good enough. You'll never make it. We hear that voice and think it's our own. We think it's our intuition, and it's not. It's important for us to be able to train ourselves to listen to our intuition. And by the way, what I'm talking about here is not woo-woo stuff. I'm talking about documented scientific proof that you have a voice inside your head, an intuition that is guiding you. All right? You can believe what you want, and that's fine with me. If you believe in a spiritual higher power, fantastic. If you believe that you have something inside you, your inner guide, whatever works for you, please learn to listen to it, because it will make the difference in your business just as it saved my life in the cockpit. The key is to be able to train your brain to tune in to the right voices and to tune out the other ones. So the first thing we have to do is realize that not all the voices are created equal, right? Not all the voices you hear in your head are yours. Sometimes it's from family, parents, grandparents, etc. Sometimes it's from teachers and coaches. Sometimes it's from peers. Sometimes it's from that schoolyard bully that told us we were too small, we were idiots, whatever, right? The key is to listen to the voices that are us. That takes some time. That takes some courage. And that takes some honesty. But you have to learn to differentiate which voice is yours and which voice is a program that was plugged in from years and years of living. Next, you got to start by listening. Now, I don't care whether you meditate, pray. I don't care whether you take a walk on the beach. I don't care whether you sit in a big beanbag chair. At least slow down and get quiet. Whatever works for you. And ask the question mentally, if not verbally, to yourself in a quiet, private place. And start thinking to yourself, what is it that I need to do to take that next step? How do I need to break through in my business? Focus on your desired outcome, and I promise you the answers will come. Do they come instantaneously? Not always. I find that for me, sitting down and meditating isn't really what I do. I've tried it, and it works. I'm just going to be completely out there. I have tried to meditate. I have put that into practice, and for a very long time, it worked for me. What I found to be more effective for me personally, is physical activity. I get some of the most amazing ideas, the most clear breakthroughs when I am pushing myself physically, whether it's on a run or a mountain bike ride or doing burpees or whatever it is. I find that that's when I get clarity. That's when the voices in my head start talking to me, the right voices, the ones that I need to listen to. Why does that work for me? I guess probably because I'm challenging myself. I'm pushing myself. I'm proving to all the other voices from the past that they're wrong. The ones that told me I can't do it, that I'm not worthy, that I don't have what it takes, right? As I'm pushing myself physically, I'm basically proving them that they're full of crap. So the question you have to ask yourself is, how can you get to a place where you can hear the voices accurately? You have to get used to listening to those voices. Push yourself physically or get yourself into a quiet place. Whatever works for you, do what works for you, but start by listening. The next part to this is you got to learn to trust, okay? This is probably the most challenging thing, especially for type A's who feel like they have to be in 100% control all the time. People that feel like they have to have all the answers all the time. Sometimes the voice contradicts the brain. Your brain is telling you, well, now's not the time. I've calculated the bank statements. I know where we are. I've looked at our schedule. I realize that we're very busy and this is not a good time. Right? The brain is telling you that because the brain is functioning to give you the logic, give you the data points, give you the statistics. But the voice is a little bit different, and there are times where they will be at odds with each other. Sometimes that voice runs against common sense. Sometimes it runs against, you know, the things that you think to yourself, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I do that? Why would I be the person that should go out and become a public speaker? Why should I, a guy from Boise, Idaho, with no business experience, no past experience as an entrepreneur, be the person that should build a successful business? Why me? It defies convention. You say to yourself, this doesn't make any sense. But here's the beautiful part. Sometimes that voice contradicts the brain. Sometimes it runs against convention. It's about listening to the intuition and feeling it out and saying to yourself, that is where I should be. There are times where it's going to feel awful, by the way. Just because it doesn't feel good anymore doesn't mean you quit. It doesn't mean you jump ship. What it means is you have to listen intently. You have to give yourself the opportunity and that voice inside yourself the opportunity to be heard. Give it time because this is a process. You have to be patient. And remember, it may be decades since you truly listened to your voice when you were a kid and you thought the world was all nothing but possibility. It may have been years since the last time you actually lived in a place where you gave yourself the opportunity to be great. But I'm telling you from personal experience, I have been guided by my intuition. I have been saved by my intuition more times than I care to even remember. And as an entrepreneur, it has helped me help other people. You know, I'll sit on a coaching call with somebody, and they'll be talking to me about a tough situation. And if I'm thinking with my brain, I might have a couple of ideas. I might have some things that could work for them. And if I put them out there and they say, I've tried that, it doesn't work. Or I give them an idea that comes from the brain and they go out, they apply it, and it doesn't work. Then I have to ask myself, where's the solution? I'll go for a run, go for a mountain bike ride and say, we tried this, it didn't work. What's the solution? Because there's always a solution. whatever big challenge you're confronted by right now, there is a solution. No matter what you might be thinking right now, no matter how impossible, no matter how insurmountable the odds, there is a solution. Maybe it's time to start listening to your inner genius to find the path. The more often you use it, the more of a habit you get into of listening to the voices in your head, that inner genius, they will start to guide you more and more. It's just like anything else. If I ignore you, if you keep trying to get me and say, hey, JT, and I ignore you, pretty soon you're just going to start to stop talking to me, right? Just like anybody else. If somebody comes up to you and they're trying to get your attention and you keep ignoring them, pretty soon they just stop trying to get your attention. But if all of a sudden you turn, you make eye contact with them and said, did you have something to say? They will pop up and say, yes, I did. I've been trying to talk to you for decades, and here's where I think you should be headed. That's what the sound of the voice in the back of your head should be. That's what that inner genius is trying to do for you. And again, this is scientifically proven. There's a lot of backing with this. I'm not going to go into it here on the call because it's far deeper than that. But I will tell you this, those voices in your head can be very powerful. They can help guide you. They can give you great ideas on content. They can give you the inspiration you need to help other people. They can help you create problems or solve solutions to problems. And more importantly, give you the ability to stand taller than you ever did as a leader. Trust that inner genius. Develop that inner genius. Listen to that inner genius and become the genius that you were meant to be. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.